Okay, Paul. Verse 23, you tell me, you say we can't stop it. And now 5 verses later, you're telling me to put this thing to death. Exactly. And the key, and the only way you will do, and you must do, is by understanding and applying those 4 verses in between. They're indispensable to the Christian life, and you cannot make it without them. If then you have been raised with Christ, if he's rescued you, Paul says, and given you life, and placed you into his kingdom, seek the things that are above where Christ is. Get seeking where Christ is. He's not down here in the muck and mire. He's not there anymore. He's not down here with the elemental spirits. Where is he at? He's seated up here at the right hand of God. Paul says, set your minds there on things that are above, not on things on earth, for you have died. That's no longer you. You no longer live here, Christian. You're dead to the dictates of that world and its spirits. They no longer have jurisdiction over you. What in the world are you doing listening to them? Christian, who are you listening to? There are a lot of voices in the world today. Get your head out of that place and get it in this place. It doesn't belong here. It doesn't belong. It belongs where your life is. And what does Paul say? And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. You feel lifeless, Christian? Get your head where Christ is, because that's where your life is. I mean, and you're not there. If you're not where your life is, it's no wonder you're miserable, right? If your mind's here and your life's there, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? We ought to be miserable. Verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's it. You see, where Jesus is, there's glory. Glory to be seen. Glory to be discovered. Glory to be to humble you in the dust. Glory to fill your soul. Glory to meet your every need. Glory to change you inside and out. Glory, a glory that's inexhaustible, that calls you to come in and partake of. And it's in the taking in of the glory of Jesus that, as the hymn writer says, all the things down here, they just grow strangely dim. It's in the glory of beholding Jesus Christ that this just starts to pale in utter insignificance in comparison. There is no comparison. Sin loses its power altogether. Grace rules the heart and mind. The scepter of peace reigns over the soul. That's how Paul can say, put to death, therefore, what's earthly in you. You got to get through those first 4 verses to get there. You see, one look at the glorious face of the resurrected Christ can do far more than 10,000 rules and regulations of men could never do. One look, that's it. One look will set a man free from the power of sin. And Paul immediately applies this to conquering the lustful passions of our flesh. And we would do well to spend some time here.
This excerpt was taken from the full sermon, The Delusion of Do Not Religion, by Craig Musselman. Craig serves as one of the pastors at Grace Community Church of San Antonio, Texas.